It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. I'm Jeff Spurgeon on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. Happy New Year, Charles. Today we're talking about a movie that's been turned into a musical. Now, that might foretell an extravaganza like Sister Act, for instance. But the movie in question from 2006, a little independent film called Once, is about an Irish musician and a Croatian immigrant who meet on the streets of Dublin and enter into a kind of relationship. And now it's a new musical. Did you see the movie before you saw the show?
I did. I saw the movie when it came out.
And so you had some expectations when you saw this.
I did, and I have to say I wasn't a great admirer of the movie, as many people were. It was a come-from-nowhere movie that ended up winning an Oscar for its original song, Falling Slowly. For me, you know, it was mildly charming, but I think the accent is on the mild there. I felt that there wasn't quite enough going on in the movie to keep me entirely compelled.
That doesn't make it sound like it's going to make a successful progression to the stage, then.
Well, in a way, they've been very true to the spirit of the movie. They have kept it very small, and the romance is still tentative and somewhat ambivalent. But the playwright Enda Walsh has sort of jazzed it up a little. Some of the supporting characters are more fully realized, and the show is much livelier, and I think they did some smart things to make it workable on stage. But for me, it's a small sliver of entertainment that I was not entirely taken by.
Your colleague, Mr. Brantley, suggested that the show came alive most when there was singing, when the songs were being done. Did you have the same experience?
Yeah, they are. They're lovely songs, and they're beautifully sung by the performers, Steve Kazee and Kristen Milioti. They were written by the actors who actually played the characters in the movie. So you think that something might have gotten lost. They wouldn't feel quite as personal or, you know, connected to the situation, but these are two really talented actors, so they pull it off.
One of the unusual things about this show, Once, is that it started in a small theater, and it's already going to Broadway. Should it?
Well, once again, this is going to be one of those interesting questions, because last season we had a couple of musicals that were, you know, largely well-received off-Broadway, Scottsboro Boys and Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, that both felt to me like off-Broadway shows, and ideally they would have stayed there. But, you know, Broadway is the big marketplace where you can make money and get a lot of attention. I think with the show, it's the same thing. It'll be interesting to see how it transfers, because it is a very small show, very delicate in its appeal. And I don't think they're going to jazz it up for Broadway. I mean, they're not going to, you know, add a chorus of 40 or anything. So it'll be interesting to see how audiences respond to it.
The show is called Once. It was a movie. It's been adapted by the playwright Enda Walsh, directed by John Tiffany, and it's at New York Theater Workshop through the middle of this month, and then it goes on to Broadway. Every week, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. Thanks, Charles. 7 days. We'll see you again.
Thanks, Jeff.